This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday Ukrainian forces are preparing for new Russian attacks in the east of the country as Moscow builds up its troops there after suffering setbacks near the capital, Kiev. Russia's invasion of its neighbor, now in its fifth week, has driven around a quarter of Ukrainians from their homes and brought Russian-Western tensions to their worst point since the Cold War. At peace talks this week in Istanbul, Russians said it would curtail its operations near Kiev and the northern city of Chernihiv to build trust, but Ukraine and its Western allies, including the United States, dismissed Russia's pledge as a ploy to stem its losses and prepare for other attacks. A malicious update anchored the worst cyber attack of the war in Ukraine, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A malicious software update anchored a cyber attack that crippled tens of thousands of modems across Europe and caused a major loss of communications in Ukraine in the early hours of Russia's invasion in February. U.S.-based satellite owner Viasat says the attack on the KSAT satellite network began in the early hours of February 24th with a distributed denial-of-service onslaught that knocked a large number of modems offline. The satellite network is used by Ukraine's government and military. Viasat did not say who it believes was responsible for the attack, but Ukrainian officials blame Russian hackers. Google says it has identified a state-backed Russian hacking group that's engaged in a credential phishing campaign targeting militaries of multiple Eastern European countries and a NATO think tank. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced an additional $500 million in aid for Ukraine. Find more at VOA.